Okay, everyone, welcome to the Atlanta Startup Podcast. I am Waiyima DK, the Managing Director of Startup Runway, the leading platform linking underrepresented founders to capital and investors. Now, on this episode of the Atlanta Startup Podcast, I am so super excited to welcome Keith Chaney, founder of Peebo. Peebo was one of the winners of the most recent Startup Runway Pitch Showcase, the 24th edition. He was the winner of the Judges Prize for Most Investable Startup. So with that, I would like to thank you, Keith. Keith, thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. And thank you for that big check. I appreciate
it. You know, we hear that people like that part. So yeah. We'll keep doing it. Absolutely. But let's jump right in. Please share a bit about Peebo, and in particular, share with the audience how you came about that name.
Absolutely. So Peebo is actually shorthand for personal advisory board. And it's exactly what it sounds like. You know, we believe that in the same way, pretty much any company you can think of understands they need a board to help them win and keep moving up and to the right. We believe individuals should take that same approach and form dedicated teams to help them reach their goals, hold them accountable, and help them make connections, because a lot of most of successful journeys are rooted in connections.
Awesome. And one of the things that the judges noted that they were super excited about was your traction to date. And that's hence you got the prize from amongst all the finalists. So one, I would like to for you to share about what you have been the most rewarding about the progress you've made so far, and on the flip end, some of the challenging pieces about the journey so far.
Yeah, for sure. I think some of the most rewarding things, you know, at a high level are, you know, to your point, some of our traction, which includes, you know, a 2-year contract with Carnegie Mellon University, a partnership with the White House, but more specifically, it's some of the individual stories. And even before we had a platform, you know, myself and my co-founders, one of which is my sister, we would do what we call non-technical pilots. And so we would just coach people on like what having a board, you know, could look like and how it could be manageable, you know, among all the other things you have to do. And we started to see people get promotions and new jobs and you know, really life-changing transformations because they had this support system and they were able to structure it in a way that didn't kind of take over their lives. And so that is by far the most exciting aspect of it, is seeing that this thing works if you work it. Which takes me to like the challenge. And that's that, you know, our biggest challenge by far is that we're asking people to change their behavior. And that's always going to be a lift. You know, it can be uncomfortable. It can be intimidating. We're learning, you know, the idea of having your own board and like running a quote board meeting, but it actually doesn't have to be. And so we're very strategic about our messaging and making sure that people understand this is a light lift. Especially if you use the platform, you know, as opposed to asking someone to mentor you, we coach people to ask for 6 hours a year. And just that ask, you know, changes how a lot of people are thinking about the commitment. And then you just have structured board meetings, like, you know, once a quarter, I meet with my own board and they kick my butt and they tell me all the things that I'm not thinking about that I should be, and how we can improve our strategy, how we can grow faster. But it is truly one of the best hours of each quarter for me, because it helps me to fine tune my strategy and really position us to succeed.
I personally gravitate to this format. One, with part of the Startup Runway day includes a board meeting. Yeah. And we've seen that even that short interaction helps folks bring forth challenges that they might not have thought about before and get some insight. And so I know that it works even in that format. And so one of the things I'm curious about is how some of the large entities that you've engaged are giving you feedback about Peebo, and how they are they getting in? Are they not getting in? Is there any challenge in how you talk about the value to university, for example?
Yeah. For the university, it's a unique value proposition, because it really is, you know, double the incentive for them. And what I mean is, I like to joke, if I can get your career services person and your alumni relations person, then I think I'm in a good position. Because in addition to, I think, the clear value, which is, you know, you have rising juniors and seniors, they're looking to get good jobs, they may need help negotiating salaries or with interview prep, like it's very clear the value add to those students and positioning them for success. What the universities really like is their position to ask alums for something other than money. I'm sure your alma mater sends you a lot of emails and, you know, sure this do. Donation campaign. Hey, we could use some money. And, you know, understandable, you know, things cost money. Now they're saying, hey, if you could spare 6 hours to serve on the board of one of our rising juniors and seniors this year, you know, and the volunteers or the alums are saying, absolutely, I'll be on two or three. Could you give me someone who's in this fraternity or this one who's in this major? Because there's that connection there. The schools know engaged alumni are three or four times as likely to donate. And so it's an awesome way to get them engaged, but also to not neglect, you know, that bottom line, which is another one of their bigger KPIs as a university. And so they're enjoying that. It has been a challenge to get some of the students to do it, which again is, you know, the behavior change. But when they do, they're seeing some really, really big impact. They're getting introduced to companies that don't necessarily recruit on campus. They're being prepped to interview. And in some cases, as we know, the corporate world works, they're getting some side door access to those companies. Hey, don't worry about that. Just let me introduce you to so-and-so and we'll figure out the details. And that's what I hope becomes kind of democratized. Yeah, I remember being an undergrad and having my resume and my GPA and trying to apply for all these companies. And some of my peers, their dad knew somebody. And so they got that side door access. And I want everyone to be able to leverage their community, leverage their, you know, university network, and if possible, gain some of that access so that they can reap those benefits the way a lot of other people do.
Thanks. And that makes so much sense to me. I have little cousins that I want to send your way that they want to bug me to get on, to get into different doors and access. And I love that because that's the energy that is necessary to be able to get those first opportunities, but that the people formalizes it and also expands that bit of hustle as well is amazing. And so beyond universities, like what other areas are you hoping to get and see the value and apply?
Yeah, for sure. So this year we're hyper focused on B2B growth, HR managers, talent managers, even people who are, you know, in DEI roles within their companies. You know, we want to position them to provide their rising talent with this type of support system, but with some autonomy. You know, we've done research that showed that 80% of professionals prefer mentors that they don't work with. And if you've ever had the coworker mentor, you know, it can be a little bit, you know, what do I say? I know that you're in a meeting with my manager right after this. Like it could be a bit informal or a bit, you know, uncomfortable, or you're not as willing to be as transparent. And so with our platform, you know, those, you know, managers and leaders can position their rising talent, say, hey, we know you have people that you respect and you admire. Bring them onto your board and, you know, we'll have access to see who's actually utilizing it and if they're actually finding value, because they have a dashboard where they could see which people are using the platform, what their sentiment is after board meetings, if they're finding it valuable. But they don't see the content of your newsletter to your family or to your professional network. And we think that's the right kind of line of visibility for those people.
Mm-hmm. That's really good. That's really good. Well, I actually want to redirect the conversation a little bit and actually ask you a more personal question around, like, how did you find yourself walking this path of entrepreneurship? And how have you grown through your decision to dive into Pedro?
Yeah. No, myself and my co-founders, we know this problem intimately because we've lived it. You know, I'm a first generation college graduate from Flint, Michigan. I have an amazing family. My family would punch through a brick wall for me, but none of them worked for Google or McKinsey. And those are the places that I found myself in my career. And so there was limits to how they could help me to navigate. And so that experience, you know, of me being in those companies thinking I could just put my head down and outwork everybody, only to learn that you cannot work the relationships and that you need people to sponsor you and to vouch for you, led to, you know, me bumping my head more times than I would have liked. But then also saying, how do we make sure that the next group of professionals can avoid some of those roadblocks and obstacles. And I remember vividly being in a board meeting for a company I was doing some consulting for and just thinking, I need one of these for my life. Because, you know, things can be overwhelming. You know, I'm a father. I have all these obligations. And I think you can very easily make the mistake of trying to do it yourself. And like we say, you know, our tagline, self-made is a myth.
All right.
And not enough people are talking about the people that help them gain access to their success. And so that's what we want to do. We want to democratize that practice. It's not something we made up. You know, Wall Street Journal has been talking about CEOs and executives, personal board of directors for years. I just want that to be something people are thinking about earlier rather than, you know, later in their careers.
And I also appreciate that you're introducing that concept earlier to young people of in underrepresented spaces who are characterized as underrepresented, who they might have informal versions of that, but bringing it into their career, that introducing that notion early is really, really, really important and powerful.
Yeah.
Really, really good. So I wanted to also ask, like, what was your experience of Startup Runway? Just as a point of feedback, as also a point of being able to get a sense of how you were able to navigate a pitch event like this, and your some of your thoughts on how you think what your preparation might have looked like to have you win. A bunch of questions.
All good. I think I could formulate it. But no, my experience was awesome. It, admittedly, that trip to Atlanta was, you know, double duty for me. So, you know, in addition to the competition, I actually did a workshop at NSBE the next day for a bunch of college students. And so, you know, I had a decent amount on my plate, but I'm so passionate about the work that, you know, it excites me as opposed to overwhelming me. Communication was very clear as terms of what to expect. I got some great feedback and made some good connections prior to, you know, with the mentors that were provided. And then even Startup Runway post and win has been, you know, very active about, you know, kind of helping us to gain additional exposure, talking about the winners, and even something like this, you know, can only help us to get, you know, more awareness. So yeah, no, I enjoyed it. I will say the timing was really good also, because the week prior, I was in the pitch competition at South by Southwest and we won that. And so I knew something that I said worked. So I knew that I should probably, you know, use some of those same talking points in addition to, you know, the slides and the other things that I mentioned. So it was a good month of March for us, for sure.
Well, obviously. Congrats on that piece as well.
Thank you.
So if you were to give a bit of advice to someone who has an idea they're super passionate about, and they're kicking the idea around and they want to start, you're a little bit further relative to that person on your journey, what advice might you give them?
You know, I'll say, you know, if you're like me and it's the idea that's keeping you up at night and you can't stop writing down like little notes, pursue it, but also start early with getting feedback and learning what customers, you know, pain points are and how you can address it. Like I said, we spent, you know, probably about a year doing non-technical. We hadn't coded anything. We were just on Zoom calls saying, hey, this is what a personal advisory board is. This is how it could help. This is how you can manage it. Getting feedback on what was working, what wasn't working, and then saying, okay, how can we build that into the platform before we, you know, apply for any accelerators or anything like that. Admittedly, we had to juggle. You know, I was still working at Google when we started this thing. So that was tough. Get some help if you can. And you know, don't sacrifice too much of your health for it. You know, make sure you're getting sleep and eating good. Otherwise, you're going to burn out.
I appreciate that. I really, really appreciate the point around having conversations and the customer discovery piece. One thing I've noted is that some people are super hesitant sometimes when they get really impressed with their solution or their technology to kick the tires on it and be willing to accept what the market or the individuals they're hoping to serve think about that idea or what they really need. So I really appreciated that you spent that much time having the conversation about what the needs are and discovering it.
And then also just always be learning. You know, we started with an idea for something that was strictly board management. And then one thing we learned in our startup journey is the value of the investor update and those newsletters. And it kind of clicked for us. If we're going to encourage people to take the business practice of forming boards, then they should also be sending out updates to their broader supporters, because everybody's not going to be on your board. And so just that lesson turned into a feature that some of our users are more excited about than even having a board, because they can just in a few minutes send out an update and an ask to hundreds of people, but not to, you know, thousands of LinkedIn connections where there's not necessarily a real relationship.
And that's real, especially, well, something I've noted is in the Startup Runway space, the founders that are mindful to send an update, a newsletter, just allowing their board members, people in the investor space, to have them top of mind again. There's so much traction. They get so much traction from that. So
that's it.
We listen into the market and pull it in.
We like to say, you know, people say it's not what you know, but who you know. And we say, no, it's who knows what you need. If you know everybody, but you never tell anyone where you need some help, then why would they help you? They think everything's good. So you got to raise your hand. You got to say, hey, this isn't working. If anybody knows what we could do better, let us know. And you often you'll be surprised who responds with, have you thought about this? Or here's someone you should meet.
Mm-hmm. Spot on. That piece is an absolute gem. Actually, so I wanted to be mindful of time. So I wanted to give you a chance to share, like, what's up next for Peebo? What would you want our audience to keep their eyes peeled about for you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. Just, you know, growth. We have a number of features that we're starting to build out. The mobile app should be coming fairly soon. And then we're also, of course, building in some AI and some machine learning, really so that, you know, in addition to your actual board members, and we want to be very clear, you can't replace real people. You know, I know AI is what it is, but you can't replace the real people. But we do want, you know, you to have some version of a 24/7 board member, to where any questions that you need, and people may be busy, you could still get some feedback and it can continue to learn about your journey and, you know, the things that you could benefit from. And even push to you different resources while you're between board meetings to help you to continue to succeed. So those are things that we're navigating. We're also bringing on a few additional heads. So, you know, marketing, product, and some additional developers. So if anybody's watching this and is interested, you know, reach out. And, you know, hopefully more contracts with large universities, as well as corporations. But if you just want to use it and you don't want to wait for your school or your company, you can sign up on your own as well.
So with that, do you have any last thoughts or ideas that you want to leave?
Last thoughts. Gratitude. Want to express gratitude for the opportunity, you know, to participate in the pitch competition, and then of course to the judges for selecting us as winners. But, you know, just for anybody out there who is trying to get a promotion, trying to get a new job, trying to break into tech or any other industry, don't make the mistake of trying to do it alone. You know, there are people, whether you realize it or not, who would be happy to help you. You just got to make the ask.
Well, well said. And last thing, how can people find you?
Yeah, so we're on Instagram at Peebo. We're on X at Get Peebo, LinkedIn, and then of course, Peebo.com. You can sign up now if you wanted to.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you so, so much, Keith, for sharing a bit. And thank you, listeners, for listening in. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks for being a part of the community of Courage by listening to the visionary founders and investors on the Atlanta Startup Podcast. Subscribe now so you don't miss a single episode of the over 200 investors and founders sharing their insider tips and secrets to growth. Our regular listeners tell us we're the briefing room for the innovation economy in the fastest growing region of the country, the South, and when you subscribe, you become part of the inside circle. The Atlanta Startup Podcast is proudly hosted by Valor VC. Valor is a venture capital firm that leads seed rounds in AI and B2B SaaS startups. If you like the podcast, check out more of Valor's programs for courageous founders and investors, like Startup Runway. Over $100 million in early-stage venture capital is catalyzed through Startup Runway's grant-making program for pre-seed startups. Go to startuprunway.org to learn more and apply directly for non-dilutive capital. Valor celebrates VC Day, the largest early-stage private capital conference in the region, at the end of the year. Top founders, leading VCs, endowments, and family offices attend. Learn more at vc.day. At Valor, courage is the currency of innovation and the heartbeat of our culture. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week.